This holiday, deck their countertops with peppermint white chocolate mochas, gingerbread lattes, and pumpkin cream cold brews. Ninja Luxe Cafe is the ultimate gift. It's the number one best-selling espresso machine in the U.S., perfect for the coffee lovers in your life. If they can dream it, they can brew it. No skills needed. Espresso balanced. Drip coffee, rich. Cold brew in a flash. Hands-free, silky microfoam. Dairy or plant-based milks. Bring joy into their holiday and every day after with Ninja Luxe Cafe. Shop now.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University, set a course for change, certified to operate by Chev.
Your mama might be a millionaire. You might come from privilege. Your daddy might hook you up with a car. He might know people. He might be able to get you a job, but you will not outwork me. I'm a champion. We ain't trying to cut corners. We ain't trying to see how much we can do and still be successful. I got a standard. I want to be the best. And I love Steph Curry. Steph said, making shots in workouts is no longer good enough. Put this down. Finish. Write that down. Type that to yourself. Execute. Put that down. Finish. Execute. Let me tell you something. They treat people differently who execute. Nobody care what you're doing in practice. They don't got to do with nothing. That don't count. Now, it don't count what you're doing in practice. It don't count. It don't count what you do first quarter, second quarter, third quarter. The most important quarter is the one you like where you won. Write that down. Finish. Effort is not good enough. Ain't nobody paying you for effort. You don't get paid for effort. You don't get paid for trying. Now, some of you like, that's too much. Ah, well, you're not going to be a champion. Going up against other champions, you think you're going to get 50%? You think you're going to get 70%? You think you're going to get 80? I watch y'all. Y'all good, but you need to be great in this league too. You're real good at what you do, but some of you don't finish. You look good in the first. You look good in the second. You look stuck. But the fourth with the last 3 minutes, I can tell with the last three. Listen to me. The real beast is the last 4 minutes. The real beast is when their legs give out. The real beast when they tired. The real beast find a way to pull something out when nobody else ain't got nothing. You have to make a decision that nobody will outwork you.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University, set a course for change, certified to operate by Chev.
What you got to do in practice is 1, 2, 3. In practice. Not in the field. That's just, some of y'all, that's your problem. You think that you can dominate when the lights come on. If you can't dominate in practice, you can't dominate when the lights come on. I get up every morning at 3 o'clock. I dominate at 3 o'clock in the morning. I dominate when everybody's asleep. I dominate at 4 in the morning, 6 in the morning. At 8, I go back to bed. Why? Because y'all just getting up. I dominate in the dark. I dominate when nobody sees me. So I dominate in the light because I dominate the dark. I'm just being real. MJ didn't have a game 7. It didn't matter if he was in Utah, he was in Chicago, if he was in Wisconsin, like the Bucks, it didn't matter. What Mike's mentality was, whoever we play, I'm going to dominate these individuals. That's what I'm going to do. Now, I'm not trying to be disrespectful, so I'm not going to say no other name because I don't want y'all to be like, I don't want to hear what my man got to say. But there are other guys who are good, who consider great. They go to game 7 and it takes the last second for them to win the game. Mike was like, mm-mm, 3-peat, no, come back. Another 3-peat dominated. So I need y'all to do me a huge favor. Like, I need you to eat, sleep, breathe, dominate. You can't win it if you can't see it. You got to see each one, the vision. You got to see yourself winning in practice. You got to see yourself winning the game. The SEC East, you got to see yourself. Then the championship, you got to see yourself. Then the playoffs, you got to see yourself. Wake up every single day. I was here before I was here. I was up this morning here. I've been here before. I was in this spot right here. I was talking from right here. I envisioned it. I saw it already. I don't even got to hit an alarm clock. My body like, yo, eat, 2:30, get up, eat, 2:45, 1, 2, 3, discipline, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Discipline is you do it so long, so hard, and you're so passionate about it that even when you don't feel like it, you still operate at the highest level. I dominate. Where I go, stuff happens. I dominate. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. A real man in the dark, when nobody's watching, he putting in work. Just because you got here don't mean your 30s gonna look like this. And your 40s gonna look like this. And your 50s. I mean, I wish if you played in the NFL, I wish that whatever your best day was, your best year was, you could just like capture that and that'd be the rest of your life. But unfortunately, a lot of dudes made a lot of money broke. Most of the people who lost $30 million in 1 year, you don't get another year to make another 30 mil. If you know you're not gonna be here forever, then you're gonna treat how long you're gonna be here differently. What's your standard? I don't care what it is, but what is your standard? I got some standard. I've been waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning and praying to God since I was 19 years old. That's a non-negotiable. Every morning at 3, I'm up. I'm the best in the world as a speaker, not because I'm the best, but I'm the best because every day I put God first. That's my standard. I don't care if I'm in Dubai, 3 o'clock. I don't care if I'm in Cali, 3 o'clock. I don't care if I'm down south, 3 o'clock. That's my standard. I've been married 31 years. I've only had sex with one woman my entire life. That's my standard. I'm not telling nobody else to do that, but my old dude wasn't in my life because he was running around having sex with everybody. I got siblings I don't even know. I just met my niece for the first time. She's 24 years old. So I'm like, I'm not doing what my dad did. My dad a high school dropout. I went and got my GED, then I got my four-year degree, then I got my master's degree, then I got my PhD. And I ain't smart, but I set a standard so when my kids came in this world, they mama got a master's, they daddy got a PhD, they at least got to finish high school. I set a standard. Multi-millionaire as a speaker from the bottom up. I set a standard. It's going to be a fight. You can't keep doing this for maybe your freshman year, maybe your sophomore year, but at some point, you got to go take the life out of it. At some point, you just got to, took me 12 years to get the four-year degree. And in the master's, I was like, and somebody said, get the PhD, and I was like, no. And it was like, come on, E, get the PhD. And when I just started going after life and taking it by its throat, not getting to the, some of y'all get to the line. You got to take that thing out, like, you got to take the breath out. So some of y'all are afraid of math. Go after it. Go get it. Don't run from it no more. Go get it. You go in there and go get that grade. You go in there and get that information so you can pass that class. You ain't got the money to go to school. You go write those letters and you go knock on those doors. Don't be scared. You need this degree. Go knock on those doors. Go get that scholarship. Don't be scared to ask. Knock on the door. Knock. See. Come on. Ask. And it's going to be given to you. You got to go get it. What do I want to be doing in my 30s, my 40s, my 50s, my 60s? And what you do today, every day when you walk in this joint, what you do today is going to determine how you live at 30, at 40, at 50, at 60. And y'all got a head start, man. Whew.